The state of Texas received nearly $11 million federal dollars to fund organizations to train and hire navigators. These are the people who help residents enroll in health insurance on the federal marketplace. Since the navigators began work on October 1st, Texas Republicans have complained of lax rules they say put people at risk of identity theft. Critics of Obamacare found new momentum when a controversial video by conservative activist James O'Keefe went viral in November. It showed a North Texas woman encouraging an applicant to lie on the health insurance application.
Don't get yourself in trouble by declaring it now.
Exactly.
Yeah, it didn't happen.
That's when Representative Pete Sessions got the idea for Monday's field hearing in North Texas. House Oversight Committee Chairman Daryl Issa led the discussion.
And they don't do background checks, and you don't require background checks. How do we know that the taxpayer dollars are being well spent?
His question was directed at Dr. Randy Ferris with the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services in Dallas.
Well, we acknowledge that what happened with regard to the navigators in the film that you played was absolutely wrong. There's absolutely no reason for people to be encouraged to lie. That is not in anyone's best interest.
Currently, navigators can get certification by completing 20 hours of online training, which does include an overview of privacy and security standards. But this month, the Texas Department of Insurance proposed some of the strictest rules in the country, among them requiring navigators pass background checks and complete an additional 40 hours of training. Kevin Brady with the Texas Department of Insurance was also at the hearing.
The proposed TDI rules are necessary to provide a state solution to help and protect Texas consumers by ensuring the security of their private information.
Critics of the proposed rules argue they'll keep consumers from seeking assistance and create an unnecessary burden for navigators.
They're trying to make it harder for people to sign up to get health care.
Frank Cooney of Richardson came to Monday's hearing in an I Heart Navigators shirt with the Texas Organizing Project. He says he worked in the insurance industry for 20 years.
I never once had a background check, and I dealt in workers' comp, people's socials, and never once did any of us in the entire office have background checks.
It's true, Texas doesn't require criminal background checks for the workers who help people sign up for Medicaid, CHIP, and food stamps. But Republicans argue federally funded navigators should face a higher standard. On Friday, the Texas Department of Insurance will hold the first of two public comment hearings on the proposed rules in Austin. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.